However, the staff and scholars of a London East End school settled in more successfully, using the church hall as their school. The children, with their own teachers, found it easier to adapt themselves and made friends among the village children. Another worthy scheme in operation during the war was run by a willing band of volunteers. It was the pie scheme. With the restrictions and rationing of food, it became increasingly difficult for housewives to satisfy their hungry families. Packed meals for the farm workers and others became a problem, and this pie scheme was a great help. Twice a week, hundreds of jam turnovers were made and baked in the local bakeries, and these were distributed to many families at a nominal charge. I can remember how we met in Steele's Bakery and in Jane Addams' club room to make and bake these turnovers, and we really enjoyed this very worthwhile job. Apart from the weekly collections made from door to door for the Red Cross funds, we had several public auctions. Any saleable gift was brought to the sale. Such a variety of goods, live and dead articles. Everyone contributed something. The farmers and gardeners gave produce and livestock. Housewives made gifts and turned out their cupboards, and anything they could spare from their homes was given. An auction sale I can remember especially was held on a lovely summer's day in the doctor's paddock at the lodge, and George Green was the auctioneer. Greeny, as we called him, was well known for his ability in auctioneering. He had plenty of cheek and a quick wit and sense of humour. One hardly dare move a finger or nod a head in case Greeny took it for a bid. He also had a habit of knocking down some odd lot to anyone time and time again, and then putting them up again for sale to good-natured and generous bidders. In this way, large sums of money were made. I can remember that old pram. It was sold over and over again before he finally knocked it down to me. And to everyone's surprise, including the cheeky auctioneer, I paid the pound and kept the pram. One of these auction sales realised over £1,000, and although they entailed a great deal of voluntary hard work, they were very enjoyable.